Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today we're going to be discussing this question. Is it okay for a Christian to tell just a little white lie? Nothing big, nothing major, but just a little white lie. What do you think? I mean, is it okay to maybe just stretch the truth a little bit to be able to get what you want? Maybe a new job, higher position, higher pay, that boyfriend, that girlfriend, whatever it may be. Is it okay just to tell a little, quote, white, unquote, lie? What do you think? No! You can't do that. Why? Because there is no such thing as a little white lie. It's like being a little pregnant. No such thing. And eventually, by the way, that person who is supposedly just a little pregnant, eventually that person's going to show, right? And it's the same thing with a supposed little white lie. It will eventually show. No. As Christians, we don't stretch the truth. We don't manipulate the truth. We don't try to change the truth. We are people of the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Anyone who wants to come to the Father must come through me. God is a God of all truth. He has given us his truth. We are to be truth seekers. We are to be truth tellers. We do not tell little white lies. Back before I started serving in ministry, I've been in full-time ministry now, I guess, about 16 years. Prior to that, I worked in the brokerage business. And let me tell you, you want to talk about the devil's den. Back then, I was probably the only Christian there. And wow, I mean, it was tough because everybody around me, they lied. They not only told little white lies, they told large, gargantuan, all kinds of colors types of lies. They didn't care. Whatever it took to make money, that's what they did. Well, fast forward, I left the brokerage business at the end of 1999. I started serving full-time in a church, going to seminary and so forth. And I expected, naturally, that, wow, okay, now I'm leaving the devil's den. I'm going to go serve in a church, and I'm going to hang around with godly staff and people, and we're just going to sit in our staff meetings, and, you know, God's going to open up the heavens, and the angels are going to come down, and we're all going to just sing together, and it's going to be great. And whoa, was I in for the wake-up call of my life. Why? Well, I saw people stretching the truth. I saw people telling little, quote, white, unquote, lies. I'm like, wait a second. I could understand it in the brokerage business because it was the devil's den. People weren't Christ followers there. But in a church? On a staff? Wait a second, what's going on? And the thing that really, I guess, you know, confused me was what Jesus said in John chapter 8 about lies. You recall the context. Jesus was having a dispute with some of the religious leaders. They were challenging him, and he just gave it right back to them. And starting in verse 42, we pick up the story. Jesus called them out and said, look, if God were your father, he said, you'd love me, for I've come here from God. I've not come on my own. God sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? And then Jesus answered his own question. He said, because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil. Boy, Jesus didn't pull any punches, did he? You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding
to the truth, for there's no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet because I tell you the truth, you don't believe me. Do you see what Jesus said there? In other words, he was saying, look, if I lied to you, you'd believe me because I'd be speaking your native language. He said, yet because I tell you the truth about your sin, about your need of salvation, about me, the one and only Savior, because I tell you the truth, he says, you don't believe me. You see that? He said, can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I'm telling the truth, why don't you believe me? And watch this, he says, whoever belongs to God, here's what God says. The reason you don't hear is that you don't belong to God. Whoa. Jesus hammered them. As you look at the scriptures, you see he did that a lot. Now, the reason why he did that is because he saw through the lies, the deception, and the hypocrisy of the religious leaders. He knew that standing behind them was their father, the father of lies, the devil. And Jesus had no interest in being nice to the devil. And we shouldn't either. As Christians, we should not be lying. We should not be stretching the truth. We should not be manipulating the truth. Why? Because our father no longer is the devil. He was our father before, but now God, our heavenly father, is our father. Well, wait a second. Did you just say that the devil used to be my father? Well, let's see what scripture says about that. In 1 John, right before Revelation, in chapter 3, John makes it very clear. He said, in verse 4, he says, everyone who sins breaks the law. He says, in fact, sin is lawlessness. He goes on to say, verse 8, the one who does what is sinful is of the devil. Can I ask you a question? Do you believe that we all came to the world with a sin nature that we inherited from Adam and Eve? Yes or no? Yes, of course. The Bible's clear on that. Well, guess what? We come into the world as sinners because we have a sin nature. We continue to follow the desires of our sin nature and we go contrary to God. What is that called? That's called sin. That's lawlessness. And didn't John say, the one who does what is sinful is of the devil. Christian, we came to this world. Sure, we were created by God, but we were not children of God. There are two families. There's God's family, and there's the devil's family. And because we came to this world with a sin nature, we were separated from God. We were dead to God. We were not in God's family. Whose family were we in? The devil's family. And it's interesting, you know, again, in 1 John, in chapter 5, John makes that clear. Verse 19, he says, we know that we're children of God, talking to the believers, and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. We didn't realize we were in Satan's family. We didn't realize that our father was the father of lies. But let me ask you a question. What was our native language? Simple, it was lying. If you're a parent listening to this broadcast, let me ask you something. Did you ever have to sit down and teach your child how to lie? Did you have to spend all kind of money and send your child to or children to the best schools to learn how to lie? Absolutely not. It came naturally. Why? It's in nature. They were simply speaking their native language, and you and I were as well. That's our native language. For me, my native language is not English. It is lying. English is my second language. Croatian is my third language, okay? But my native language is lying. And isn't it interesting? We were experts at it. We knew the grammar. We knew how to do it. We all got the best grades when it came to lying. But praise God that God in his grace, rather than punishing us with the punishment our sins deserve, because sin is lawlessness and lying is sin, thus it is lawlessness. Instead of punishing us, God the Father raised up a substitute, his beloved Son, who was punished in our place for our sins. He died the death we deserve. 3 days later, he rose from the dead, overcoming sin and death for us, and he has offered us salvation as a gift. Through Jesus Christ, we have forgiveness of sins. Through Jesus Christ, we have the free gift of eternal life. We no longer are in the devil's family. We now have been adopted into the Father's family. How? We have been redeemed, purchased by the precious royal blood of God the Son, Jesus Christ. God the Holy Spirit has come. He lives in us. He has sealed us, guaranteeing our redemption. And He now guides us. He now leads us. Let me ask you something, Christian. Is God the Holy Spirit who is in you, is He going to lead you to lie? May it never be. In fact, in Ephesians chapter 4, Paul makes it very clear. When our words are unwholesome, whether we are tearing other people down, whether we are lying, whether we are deceiving, whatever it may be, when our words are unwholesome, Paul says in verse 25, put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. Verse 29, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. How do we grieve the Holy Spirit of God who is living in us? When we speak falsehood, when unwholesome, unhealthy talk comes out of our mouths. And why is it that we grieve God the Holy Spirit? Because He is not simply with us, He is in us. We, our bodies, are the temple of the living God. So the Holy Spirit, you go to the right, the Holy Spirit's there. You go to the left, the Holy Spirit's there. Wherever you go, He's with you, Christian. And guess what? He hears every word you say. And when you start to manipulate the truth, whether you stretch it just a little bit, stretch it a lot, whatever you do with it, it's still called a lie. And what does that do to the Holy Spirit? It grieves Him. Notice the Holy Spirit's not a force or an it. He's a person, the third person of the Trinity. And when we as Christians lie and try to justify it as the means to get us to a certain end, it's like the Holy Spirit is sitting there just shaking His head, and He is grieving, saying, Andrew, what are you doing? You used to be in the devil's family. That was the language you learned then. You are now in a different family, and the language we speak is the language of truth. More on that after the break.
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from his church location in Croatia. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go with a support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, where each week Andrew gives the Word of God via live webcast. For more information about service times and directions to Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, please find a link to their site at gracenetradio.com. And now, back to Hot Topics. Here again is Dr. Andrew Vuksic.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hot Topics, where today we are discussing this question. Is it okay for a Christian to tell a little, quote, white, unquote, lie? Well, if you're with us on the first part of the show, I think we've made it abundantly clear. Well, actually, two things. Number one, there is no such thing as a little white lie. And number two, Christians cannot, should not, and better not tell lies, manipulate the truth, stretch the truth, whatever it is. We don't do that as Christians. Why? Because we are in God's family. We have been adopted into God's royal family. God is a God of all truth. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Anyone who wants to come to the Father must come through me. We used to be in the devil's family. And naturally, we spoke the devil's language. He is the father of what? Lies. Christian, that is our native language. That's the language we came into this world speaking, being experts on. Again, as I said at the first part of the program, just think about a child. No one has to teach a child or train a child how to lie, how to tell, you know, stretch the truth, manipulate it, whatever. You know, those precious little beautiful, beautiful children, right? My goodness, they are experts at lying and manipulating. Where'd they learn that? Did you have to send them to school? Did they have to sit down and did you have to teach them grammar on that? No. It came naturally. Why? Because it has come naturally to all of us. Because we all have a sin nature. And that means we all come into this world. We're created by God, but we are not children of God. And because of that, guess whose family we're in? If it's not God's, whose family is it? It's the devil's. Now, we don't realize it, but, well, some do, but most people don't realize it. But nevertheless, it's true. And again, we see example of example as we look back on our lives, how we go, oh, wow. Yeah, I now I understand why I did some of those stupid things I did. Now I understand why I said some of the stupid things I said. Well, Christian, that was then when we were in the devil's family. Now we're in God's family. And as believers, as Christians, we are truth seekers and we are truth tellers. And we tell the truth even if it hurts. And I'm not necessarily referring to hurting another person. I'm talking about even if it hurts us. Are you willing to tell the truth and nothing but the truth at a job interview? Knowing that if you do tell the absolute truth, you may not get that job? That's what we as Christians do. And we trust in the sovereignty of God. Are you willing to tell the truth when you see that handsome man or that beautiful girl and you're like, I'd love to start, you know, maybe going out with her or taking her out, and you realize, I may have to stretch the truth a little bit to be able to get in. Are you willing to tell the whole truth about yourself and nothing but the truth? Even if it means you don't have a relationship with that person. How about when it comes to business deals, finances, taxes? Are you willing to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Even if it means you make less money, even if it means you have to pay more in taxes? We as Christians are truth tellers, even if it hurts, meaning us. Well, as I shared on the first part of the show, I was stunned. I had worked in the brokerage business about 13 years. My first 3 years, I was not a believer. And, God in His grace saved me after 3 years there. And I stayed in the business an additional 10 years. And by God's grace, you know, really taught me about His truth and how to work in business. And, you know, it was hard though, because I was working in the devil's den. I was the only believer there. And it was a challenge. And again, once I started working in ministry, full-time ministry, I thought, whoa, now everybody's going to tell the truth. We're all going to sing together. It's just going to be great. And I remember after a few staff meetings, I'm like, wait a second, where am I here? Kind of resembled some of the things I'd seen in the brokerage business when it came to people really just stretching the truth. Now, I'm happy to say the difference between the people who were on staff and the church I started working with versus the people who worked in the brokerage business is this. The people on staff were not constantly or continually, habitually telling lies. I caught them in a few here and there, but it wasn't anything major. Nevertheless, it was surprising. Why do I say that? And that's because the Apostle Paul in Galatians 5 makes it very clear. When he talks about the acts of the sin nature, he says they're obvious in verses 19 through 21. He says the acts of the sin nature are obvious. Sexual morality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness and orgies, and the like, which obviously would include lying and all kinds of things. Paul was saying to the Galatian believers, he said, I warn you as I did before. So apparently there was a big problem there in those churches when it came to they were walking by the sin nature. He said, I warn you as I did before that those who live like this, and in the Greek, the word he uses is prosontes, which means if you're going to live like this, sexual morality, impurity, idolatry, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, blah, blah, blah. He says, if you live like this on a constant, consistent, habitual basis, he says, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. Why? Because obviously someone who lives like that on a constant, consistent, habitual basis is not a true follower of Christ, because God the Holy Spirit does not live in that person. That person's playing a game, and that person is like most of the people when I was working in the brokerage business. They weren't believers. And so as a Christian, look, sometimes we all, you know, James talks about it in chapter 3. It's hard to tame the tongue. And we all at times are challenged when it comes to telling the truth. We're challenged when it comes to not gossiping. We're challenged when it comes to speaking wholesome, not unwholesome words. We're challenged. Why? Because we all still have a sin nature. Yes, God, the Holy Spirit lives in us. Yes, we're in the family of God, adopted by God, redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. God, the Holy Spirit is in us. Praise God for that. But nevertheless, we still have a sin nature. And that's why it's a challenge every day. But nevertheless, Christian, we can win this battle when it comes to our tongues. We can win this battle when it comes to telling the truth. We have to walk by the Spirit. That means you have to be filled with the Spirit. How are you filled with the Spirit? God's truth has to dwell on the throne of your heart every day. The more truth that is inside of you, the more truth that will come out of you. Did you hear that? Think of it. Back before we were believers, back before we were saved, whose family were we in? The devil's. You never read God's truth. First of all, you couldn't understand God's truth, okay? Because you were dead to God. So was I. So guess what? We had no truth in us. Therefore, there wasn't much, if any, truth that came out of us. What was in us? Lies. What came out of us? Lies. Makes sense, because we were in the father of lies family, the devil. However, now we're in the family of God, the God of all truth. Well, what should be coming out of us? Truth. But what first should be always flowing into us? God's truth. The more of God's truth that is in you, the more of God's truth that will come out of you. So that when you get to that fork in the road, when it comes to a job position, a job promotion, somebody you want to maybe go out to dinner with, whatever it may be, it becomes very natural, or better yet, supernatural, to tell the truth, because God's truth is flowing in and out of you. Does that make sense? But if you're just reading a verse a day thinking that's going to keep the devil away, well, friend, you have to understand something. You still have the sin nature in you. And the sin nature wants to lie. The sin nature wants to deceive. The sin nature wants to do everything that you used to do. But you now have a helper, God the Holy Spirit. But if you're not going to be filled with truth, and if you're not going to walk by that truth, well, guess what? You're not going to bear fruit of the Spirit, who, by the way, is the Spirit of truth. Instead, you're going to start to commit the acts of the sin nature. And one of the acts of the sin nature, again, when it comes to relations with others, is hatred, discord, jealousy, envy, all this stuff. I mean, it's what the devil wants. It's what your sin nature will do. And guess what? If you keep doing it, well, Jesus said, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Someone who claims to be a Christian, but is constantly lying, deceiving, stretching the truth, I got to tell you something. That person, if they're doing that on a constant, consistent, habitual basis, presentes, listen carefully, that person is not a true Christian. And by the way, don't get mad at me. Don't say I'm judging anybody. That's what Scripture says. Scripture's making the judgment, not me. If you're standing out in the rain, eventually you're going to get wet. If you're standing out in the sun too long, eventually you're going to get burned. If you are hanging out in the devil's family, well, guess what? Eventually, you're going to start doing that which the devil's family does. And if you're constantly doing that, actually, you're part of the devil's family. And I know that sounds harsh. I know that sounds strong. But I am tired of people saying that the church is no different than the world, saying that the church is filled with hypocrites, liars, deceivers. Friends, that should not be the case. Jesus Christ gave himself up for his church. Who are we to conduct ourselves in God's church in a way that we're actually letting the devil and his ways into the church? What? May it never be. No, we as God's people, we speak the truth. Now, certainly when we speak it to others, we want to speak it in love. We want to use timing. We want to use tact, but we do not. We do not, let me emphasize this, we do not manipulate the truth. We tell the truth. And again, I think every one of us have to really challenge ourselves on this, because it is so easy to get caught up. Some of the people here in Croatia, one lady I had asked her the question about the white lies, she said, well, there's actually three different levels of lies, and she tried to explain them to me. The first two were not bad, the third one is bad. I went, what? Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what they were taught here. I said, no. Took her through scripture and showed her. She said, okay, I get it. No. There's one level of lies. It is called the devil's level. By the way, I didn't mean to rhyme right there. It is the devil's level. Any lie, any manipulation, any deception, any stretching the truth, that is of the devil. That is not of God. Christian, we are not to be that way. We are trustees of God's truth. We study God's truth. Well, first of all, we believe God's truth. We study God's truth. We proclaim God's truth. We entrust God's truth to others. We live by God's truth, and we guard God's truth. God's truth is our most sacred possession here on earth, Christian. We don't want to throw that away. We don't want to compromise and play around in the devil's family. We used to be there, but by God's grace, we are now in God's family. And as God's family members, we need to speak, talk, walk, and act in a way that shows our true family identification. God bless you all.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.